Well, Black and White Network, can the city of Chicago end up flipping the state of Illinois red? Could it actually happen? Now, if you actually get outside of Chicago and Cook County, the rest of the state is red. I mean, you can make the same case for New York City. New York City, pretty much the only reason why Democrats actually control everything over there is because of New York City. But just like New York City, Chicago has a whole lot of illegal criminal aliens in their city. Yes. Now, the people in Chicago, man, they had an opportunity to make things better. Last year, pretty much a year ago, they decided to not vote for the moderate Democrat. They voted for someone that was further to the left than Lori Lightfoot. Lori Lightfoot got destroyed. She got outed very fast. People were happy. But now, I'm willing to bet they wish they can actually have Lori Lightfoot. Brandon Johnson is probably the worst mayor in this country. But for some reason, man, Brandon Johnson, because he knows that the people are very, very frustrated, he always wants to blame the right. Now, how many conservatives do you actually think are actually in Chicago? Democrats control everything. Everything out there in Cook County, in Chicago. Everything that's wrong with Chicago, that's Brandon Johnson's fault. It is Brandon Johnson's fault. I believe his approval rating, too, is in the gutter. Now, black people out there in Chicago have been threatening to turn Chicago red. They've been saying that. But guys, we got a shocking video here, man, because there is an effort to actually oust Brandon Johnson. And not only that, they want to turn Chicago red actively. Now, this video clip we're going to watch, man, I thought I'd never see this in Chicago, man. Black people actually rocking MAGA gear. Yes, make America great again. This is not a Halloween costume, folks. This is a real thing. It's more than one. In this clip, I believe I saw like three or four people rocking MAGA hats. And there's another lady, too, rocking a red shirt, which means they want Chicago to flip red. Chicago is a place, man, where Republicans, I don't even think they even attempt to campaign over there. Donald Trump needs to go to Chicago, man. If I'm Donald Trump, I know he's out there in New York. Donald Trump needs to go to Chicago because that reception he would get, I believe it would be immense, because I believe he can actually make a dent in Illinois because of Cook County. I don't know if he'll win Cook County, but I believe he can make it really, really close. And if he actually puts enough effort into it, maybe, just maybe, he can actually flip Illinois red. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So here we go. Check this out. Black Chicago voters rip mayor on extra $70 million. For illegal aliens, as recall petition gathers steam. Yes, black people have been voting Democrat forever, yet the Democrats never put anything into the black community. Never do. But black people are actually able to see all of these illegal aliens getting everything. These people are not American citizens. And Brandon Johnson is giving them everything. Whereas the citizens, the black citizens of Chicago, you get nothing. Astonishing. Let's go ahead and watch this clip, man, because this is astonishing right here. Let's roll it.
Now, to align yourself with somebody who's obviously a one-term mayor, if he even makes it that far, you better be worrying about your job. Oh. You better be worrying about your longevity. Because we're going to vote, and we're going to get you out. Because you ain't doing right by us. That's what time it is.
Chicagoans furious and sounding off on Mayor Johnson's plan to tack on another $70 million to migrant funding. Frustration building to the point that some voters are now working to get him out of office, as you heard that constituent
there. Watch the MAGA hats are coming.
Garrett Tenney live in Chicago with the story. Hi, Garrett.
Yeah, Dana, good morning to you. This migrant issue has become an Achilles heel for Mayor Brandon Johnson, so much so that there are now multiple efforts underway to vote out Democrats and the mayor. We saw that yesterday at the city council meeting where several groups of black voters showed up wearing red shirts with the words "No More Blue," "Go Red," and "Turn Chicago Red." Many of these folks are lifelong Democrats who are now actively working to shake up deep blue Chicago, specifically because of how the mayor and the governor have handled the migrant crisis, doling out more than $1 billion so far for that. And here they are warning the mayor and city council about transferring another $70 million from the city's rainy day fund to take care of the migrants.
We need that money in my neighborhood. We need that on my block. So I'm asking y'all to use our tax money for our people. We need it. You vote for the money for these immigrants today, and we're coming for them seats. You can believe that.
The police are fighting with them in the shelters that you guys are funding. You guys think it's a great idea, but yet your police officers are getting attacked. Your public's getting attacked.
Currently, state law does not allow voters to recall Chicago's mayor, but after seeing how Mayor Johnson's first year has gone with the migrants and crime, a new group wants to change that by getting a referendum on the ballot this November that would pave the way to voting Johnson out.
We're not taking care of Chicago citizens first, and that's what it's all about. The fact of the matter is that we've never had this opportunity to recall before, and it's very apparent, based on the mayor's abilities right now, or lack of accountability, that this needs to be addressed.
Yeah, Mayor Johnson is dismissing this recall effort as a right-wing effort from folks living out in the suburbs. But Dan laughed at that, saying he's lived in Chicago for 33 years. He is an independent. And in the 24 hours since news came out about this effort, he said there's been an outpouring support from folks of all backgrounds looking to sign on. Dana?
Garrett Tenney, thank you.
Yeah, so you guys saw that right there, man. You guys saw that right there. Brandon Johnson is terrified. He's blaming the right, even though these are people that were Democrats. Those were Democrats, man, wearing MAGA hats. I mean, this is astonishing, man. Look here. The city has already poured $300 million into housing, food, and health care for the recently arrived illegal aliens, according to the latest city's numbers. $300 million. But yet Brandon Johnson doesn't have any money for the people of Chicago, including the black people that voted him in. You see, maybe some black people are waking up, man. Just maybe they are waking up to the Democrats. This is astonishing, man. They're actually rocking MAGA hats. MAGA hat in Chicago. They are proudly rocking MAGA hats. Hopefully those people go to that ballot box this November. Punch Trump. Punch Trump. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.